crowd, y'all. Yeah. Can I get a little bit more vocal in this mic? Man, I didn't think nobody was going to show up. I was all worried on the way over here. Talking to my wife, man, I hope somebody comes up. Thank you, man. We got some love up front here. I am so glad to see you guys because this is a real different trip for the Peacemakers. Yes, we want to spread some peace tonight. And I'm just so thankful to be playing with these guys. Mr. David Fusinski, Fusilicious Morsels on guitar. I'm sure you guys enjoyed his thing. Mr. Eric Krasno on guitar. You know him, you love him. Mr. Al Evans on the drums. Mr. Jason Crosby on the fiddle, as we call it down south in Alabama. That boy sure can pick that fiddle. I'm Oteo from Egypt, and we really hope you enjoy it. We're going to start out tonight. You know, we didn't do Barry. We didn't bring any CDs down with us. But I'm going to be here till March 26th, and I'm going to be playing again. So y'all come see us again, and we'll have some CDs for you. But my CD is called Love of a Lifetime, and she's standing right over there. This is Barry Burbage.
Hey!
With some folks from our church. Yay! And this song is called Barry's Song. That's her name, Barry, B-A-R-R-I. Or as we say down south, Burry.
I love this dude.
And it was, she's the one who the album is named for, so we're going, it's fitting that we start out that way.
Thank you.
Mr. Kevin Williams on the saxophone. Yeah. I don't know what we're doing. We're just winging it, y'all. I think we're going to do a little funky thing. It's not the regular funk. It's kind of a funk waltz. A funky waltz. It's called Subterranea. It's about some mythical underground country where everything's underground. I don't know. It was from some old horror movie, black and white, that I saw about mole people when I was a kid. Something about the groove makes me think of the black and white mole people. But they were real funky mole people.
Thank you.
Y'all forgive me for a second when you pull on it that hard. It's gone. This next tune is, I dedicated it to the Meters and James Brown on my album. It was originally called The Fun Maker because it was written on this organ that my wife's father gave me, which was called The Fun Maker. But then when we recut it in the studio, the drummer looked up after we did and he goes, "Butter Biscuit." So I said, "We're going to have to change it." Forgetting about my man.
Thank you.
protesting. Mr. Kevin Williams, y'all. Mr. Eric Krasna. We're going to do a little one more for you. We're going to take a short break.
No.
Oh! I got to save some songs for you, you know. We got a bunch of friends sitting in. Mr. Jason Crosby is picking that fiddle. Where's D at? D'Anthony Parks, you coming up here, man. Y'all got to see this dude. Woo! I heard about you doing that maiden voice. We're going to do that tonight if you up for it. Get ready. This one is, it's called Ankh, which is an Egyptian cross, since my name is Egyptian. I had to do my little tribute to the Nile. Thought I was gonna say something else, didn't you? On drums, Jason Crosby on the violin, I'm Otio from Egypt. We're gonna take a short break, gonna have a little bit more from Keith, and then we'll be right back. Thank you so much. Diehards, I love it. Y'all ready for some more? We're gonna give Fuse a little break for a second and do one of Eric's tunes. Working that man all night. Oh, there he is. He's back for more. If you want to, dude.
You ready? You don't want to take a break?
He's like, you know, I'll take a break. This is called Just Look. It's by Mr. Eric Krasno. Thank you. Fresno. Just look. He ain't playing. How you guys doing out there? You feeling good? All right. I'm doing better than I ever been before. That's the truth. I'm gonna tell you why in just a second. Somebody asked me how I was doing. I'm doing real good right now. I had to give up a lot of things to feel the way I feel right now. But I don't mind. Because I feel much better than I did before. And a lot of it was, actually I can say all of it was due to my beautiful wife, Miss Barry Burbridge. See, we were broken up for about 9 months. Because I had lost my mind. I had actually never had it, to tell you the truth. But I found it in an unusual way. unusual to me, at least. See, I used to like all the things that everybody likes, like that good weed I've been smelling tonight. Drinking and chasing women and all that stuff just didn't bring me anything good. And Barry actually helped me see. She said, you know, it's funny, all the things that we describe as good that equal death. Like, oh man, that's killer. That blew me away. That wiped me out. That fucked me up. And I was like, damn. It's true. And it's the same thing with all of our vices, like doing shots. I don't want to get shot. Smoking weed, I don't want to go up and smoke. Right? Smoking cigarettes, cancer sticks. Don't need it. Back together, and I woke up the next morning and I realized that it just was not gonna work because I still had all the demons that I had before. And I finally asked God, and I was not a strong believer before because I was very confused by everybody's different gods. I said, you know, I'll simplify it and let's just deal with God, right? And I said, God, look, I've been doing it my way for 35 years and I'm not stupid, but it wasn't working. And I guess I love Barry so much that the humility part finally came, which is essential when you're dealing with God. And the sincerity part finally came, which is also essential when you're dealing with God. And I said, look, take it. Take my free will back, which is what he wants us to do. He gave it to you, and you have to consciously give it back to him. And it really, I started hearing voices and all kinds of stuff that if I hadn't asked for it, I would have really check myself into a loony bin. And they really brought me to my knees and they told me, you know, Teal, we've been here all along for you and you never heard us except for fleeting intuitions, you know. They said, you know, just as we have been assigned to you for your whole life, you have demons that are assigned to you for your whole life. So all of your troubles are not your own. Trust me, they're not. I could not stop myself. But God can stop that. And they said, Oteil, all you have to do is ask. And I said, I asked before. They were like, nah, You didn't have humility and you didn't have sincerity, and that's not asking. So I said, okay, well, tell me what's up. And they said, man, you got to stop flirting with the dark side and you got to stop right now. And my knees just buckled from under me and things happened to me that I couldn't even put into words. But when I was able to get back up off my feet, I'm the way you see me now, which is with no pot, no cigarettes, no alcohol, no sexual addiction, no bullshit. And if you could feel how high I was right now with drugs, you would OD and keel over and die. I promise you. So all I'm telling you, and I'm not going to keep talking your ear off, is that all you have to do is ask. is so simple, but it's just not easy.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
gentlemen, Mr. Eric Krasner on the guitar, Al Evans on the drums, Dave Kaczynski on guitar, Kevin Williams on the saxophone, Jason Crosby, where you at, playing the violin. I'm Oteo from Egypt. We thank you for sticking it out with us this late. We appreciate you coming. We'll see you again soon, I hope. Good night, y'all. Special thanks to my lovely wife, Lizzie Mary Burberry, for bringing me back from the dead.